I'll start with injuries. You saw DeQuell Jackson left with a concussion. Dimitri Patterson started the second half, and he has an ankle injury. And then you saw, I don't think we said anything about it, but Ruben left the game late in the game with a lower leg injury. We'll have to evaluate that to see where he's at. So I won't know any more about the extent of those injuries until tomorrow. I thought we played we started out fast, you know, and got an early lead. You know, and then we had about a three-minute stretch there before the end of the first half that just, you know, wow. You know, you can't do that, you know, against a good football team. And then we battled, you know. You know, we can talk about specific situations. But, you know, when I watch the thing in total, you have to play 60 minutes. And when one bad play happens to start that stretch, then you got to, boom, stop the bleeding. And everybody make their next best play, and then you get back on the stick and you're rolling. You know, we can't let it kind of snowball like it did there. We'll evaluate. There's specific reasons for it. I wouldn't say anything in total. You just can't let the mistakes compound themselves and then get back to work. So we felt like it was important to keep Trent busy, and he was early in the game. I still think he had close to 130 yards of production when you count his receptions. And so, you know, when he's involved, I think it's good. We got in a situation later in the game. We were down by a couple scores where then it starts tipping toward the throws, as you know. And then you got to get him in the end zone. So Giants are a good football team, and they're very resilient, and they found a way to beat us. And so you have to credit them. All right. Anything? Questions?
On the interception was third and one from the 25.
Right.
Seven through there. Why?
It was a bad throw. And there's reasons why it became a bad throw. It was an interception. You don't throw an interception on third and one, right?
What if Richardson was out of the game on that point?
Are we sure? Are we sure? I don't know. Yeah. Well, here you could run it or you could throw it, right?
Yeah.
All right. We chose to throw it there, and I think it was longer than third and one.
What do you tell Ethan though after a throw like that? I mean, he's trying to get down on himself. So
no, you coach him. You coach him for the next throw, and you try to get him. You know, there are bad plays that happen in a game, so you don't want your quarterback to tuck his head between his legs, right? So you just get him back on the stick, and I think he made some good throws soon after that.
How much would losing DeQuell late in the half there hurt the run game? Because they really seemed to, after that, they really seemed to.
We'll have to look at it. You know, I don't know how much of it was significant to Mike linebacker play, you know, but when you lose a player like DeQuell, of course, the next guy has got to step up.
Right on that, the third and one interception. Was Gordon the first read? And if not, would you like to see Brandon then throw it away rather than?
Yeah, we don't want to throw an interception there. All right, we're in a situation and a part of the field there where, you know, you want to do the right thing with the football.
Coach Sweetman, Josh Gordon, he came out today with two touchdowns. Talk about his play.
Yeah, we felt like watching him in practice that he was ready to have a good game, and he had some production for us and a couple of touchdowns. You know, I think he's a young player that's figuring this thing out. When I say figuring it out, everything from the preparation to what it's like on Sunday, and I anticipate that he'll continue to get better.
We just talked about DeQuell being out. I mean, they went over 200 yards rushing. There are a couple things that spring to mind of why.
Well, I think they pop if you can pop a couple of long runs, that'll happen for you. You know, I think that's the case. And I know they're number 22 there, Wilson. He popped a long one there at the end when it was two scores, you know. So that happens at times. So there was times in there where we battled and did a pretty decent job. And then when you pop long ones, that's when you get those 200-yard rushing games.
And I'm sure also Eli started the comeback with passing, so they're kind of hitting on all cylinders there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they did a good job.
Secondary do better, Pat. Seemed like they were picking on Buster on that one touchdown drive.
I don't know if they're picking on anybody. I watched them throw in the same concepts that we practiced against, and they spread the ball around. I don't think they were picking on anyone. But we got to cover tighter, and then we got to make sure we defend the ball.
Yeah, there's a certain, it ended with the throw to Watson getting picked off, but that whole that's where you had a couple offsides in there, and it just seemed like the one in the end zone.
Yeah, well, we had a couple of offsides, but we got to a well, not really. Don't go like that. All I'm saying, we had a couple of offsides, and in my opinion, we battled through it, right? We converted a fourth down, you know, and we got ourselves in a situation to throw it into the end zone. And that happens sometimes. So those, you know, pre-snap penalties are not acceptable, but I felt like we overcame them to give ourselves a chance. That's the important part. That's the important part. You overcome them and keep the ball moving. Now, normally you don't want to throw the pick, of course.
Yeah, was he pretty? Was like Blackmore had the guy covered pretty much?
Yeah, there was you know, I think we would have wanted the ball placed a little better.
How much of the end of the first half after Whedon throws the interception is also with a young team just handling adversity. Just those two or three minutes, it just seemed like everything kind of.
Well, I talked about those 3 minutes, and you know that's when boom, you make a bad play, no problem. We get him stopped, make him kick a field goal. You know, we don't let it reel on all three sides of the ball, and then you don't take the, then you don't bring out the kickoff and fumble it. You know what I mean? So that was a three phaser right there, and you don't want that. One involved an interception, one involved in them sticking the ball in the end zone. And then one involved Josh fumbling the football. You know, you just can't do that. And I think our guys understand that.
Whedon's interception in the first half, was that kind of the growing pains of a rookie, or is it?
It's a bad throw by – it's a bad decision and a nice play by the defense. And I don't care if you're a rookie. I don't care if you've been in the league a long time. You don't do that. You don't do that. And – I think we need to get off this rookie kick. We got to play ball.
Pat, your defense has kept you in, you know, it's been pretty good for the most part this year.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it wasn't just the yardage, it was a great point. Just a lot of stuff. Is there any thoughts? Or they?
I'm going to watch it all in total, and we'll talk about it. You know, I'm thinking watching it, there's a number of things that we just need to get better. You know, they scored quick on us a couple times. They did drive the ball. The one, I think it was a 95-yard drive, right? So, and then there was some good play early in the game. They fumbled. We caused the fumble on the first play. We got an interception. Osama Young got an interception. So there's good and bad in there. And I think that can be said for all sides of the ball.
Before that interception, there was a third and one play where Richardson was stacked up for a 2-yard loss in the prior series. He kicked the field goal after that.
Right.
Did that influence subsequent play call?
We have plays. We have third and one passes and runs, and you mix them up through the game. Had we completed that third and one, we wouldn't be having this discussion, right? Right? And it could have been easy to say, man, Pat, on the third and one previous to that, when Trent got bottled up, why the hell didn't you throw it? Isn't that how that works? Right? And I see you guys writing furiously, but that's how that works, right? I get it. And I know you got to ask the questions, and I know we got to have stuff to talk about. So I imagine starting tomorrow, we'll do that.
Hey, Pat, even with like 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, you guys are marching, and you're only down by 14. You could have cut it to that touchdown.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
What happened?
We threw an interception.
Yeah, I know.
And then we overcame those penalties that Terry asked me about, right? And we overcame a fourth down. Right, and in case you're wondering, we had third and whatever, and we got a long gain. And you say, well, why the hell did you go? We had a good fourth and three play that we executed pretty well, right? We gave ourselves a chance to throw it in the end zone, and we didn't execute it. That's what happened.
That was the right read. That was what you wanted.
Yeah, we just want to put the ball in a little better place.
Okay. I mean, obviously, you appreciate the toughness.
I just watched the game with you, and I appreciate where you're going with this. But
I'm sorry, I was just trying.
You're getting
to
a little redundant with the questions. That's all.
I know you appreciate the toughness of T.J. Ward going out there with it. But did you think he was a little limited as far as tackling with that thumb? He looked like he had a couple of missed tackles here and there.
Yeah, I'll have to look at that. You know, I'll have to look at that a little bit closer. But the fact that he battled out there, I thought was a good thing. We'll have to look at that. It's obviously a little bit more difficult with your hand kind of bound up like that.